Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers. Today we are talking about season 13, episode 1 of So You Think You Can Dance, that has a little bit of a twist this year. So let's see who is on point and who missed the mark.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah. Paula Abdul, cold-hearted snake. I mean, we had to give her a little homage.
I know. You know? She's like the lead judge, right?
I mean, her choreography was always amazing, former Laker girl. But enough about Paula Abdul, you guys. I am Yvette, and you can find me on Twitter at Sports and Sass. And make sure you guys follow us on YouTube /AfterBuzzTV. And on iTunes and SoundCloud, make sure you guys give us thumbs up and 5 stars. And to my left, I have Miss Sherry over here.
Hey, guys. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sherry Nadal. I'm so excited you're with us tonight. Hey.
All right. So let's just go ahead and let's just start from the top. So we all know So You Think You Can Dance was for adults. They had the age, I think the age started at either 17 or 18, normal seasons. So now we're into the 13th season, and it's the next generation. So now it is kids from 8 to 13 years old. And I think that's great because, you know, I started watching this show at probably maybe 14 or 15. Oh, yeah. So, you know, to see young kids being able to pursue their dreams and have such a big outlet is, I think, something really amazing. So what do you think about it?
So at first I was like, do I really want to watch this? You know, okay. Like I was so into the adults and seeing their careers blow up. But after I watched the first episode, I was like, damn, these kids can move. I mean, they might even blow these all-stars out of the water. That's how good they are.
And you know what? I was thinking the same thing because what came to my mind as a former dancer, let's say, I was like, I mean, I love watching kids. Anytime I watch a dance, if it makes me feel, I'm crying. So even to see a child do it, for me, it's even more emotional. But I'm kind of questioning myself, how is it going to be? Like, are they going to be doing solos? Are they going to be partnered up? Is it going to be awkward watching kids trying to do something that's extremely emotional or extremely flirty? So
I think they're going to do something different because they mentioned they're going to have 10 all-stars. So are they going to have like groups? Are they going to have an all-star per dancer?
We don't know yet. So there's 10 all-stars.
Right.
And each all-star picks one dance.
Oh, one dancer?
Yes. So there's only like going to be, no, it's not going to be like the top 20, which was top 10 guys and 10 girls.
Right.
It's going to be 10 kids. They're going to perform with them. And then that is also going to be their mentor. That's why they're putting them through to the dance academy. So from there, they're going to go ahead and they said they'll perform and then they'll also perform with their mentors. So that's why I'm kind of, I guess we're just going to have to wait to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super different and I'm into it. Like I watched the first episode with you and I was blown away. Like I was glued to the TV. I was waterworks. I was crying. I was laughing. I mean, they just get you. With their background stories.
The background stories, and I think the way it's edited, whoever is also, you know, whoever is doing those interviews, like, they know what they're doing. So let's talk about the first contestant, which was Merrick. He was a little boy. He did hip-hop. He wanted to do freestyle. He says he's been dancing for 2 years, but he's been going to dance classes for a year. So already at that, you know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, like, oh, this poor little boy. He's not going to be that great. But then Nigel even said, he goes, I thought you were going to be horrible, but you were ridiculously good. And he ended up doing like some crazy type of popping in animation.
Robotics.
Yeah, because he was obsessed with robots, he said. So my thing is now as a kid, you know, because you can, as the adults, they some of them had troubles, especially when they were like the hip hop freestylers that were just into pop. When they would get into contemporary or when they would get into ballroom, it was much harder for them. So do you think it's going to be easier for the kids to go ahead and train their bodies into it since they've been doing it such less time? Or do you think it's just going to be the same disadvantage?
It's such a tricky thing to think about, because since they're kids, I feel like they can morph into whatever they want. At the same time, they're so focused on like one style of dance. Can the ballet dancer morph into the hip hop? Mm-hmm. And then the ballroom, because you have to be able to do everything.
Exactly.
So I don't know, because they seem like they're like so trained in like just one form of dance.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's whoever's the most diverse is going to take it, right? We'll see.
Well, I mean, usually it is the most diverse. And then it's also the showmanship of, and right. It's, are these kids going to be able to hit that showmanship? Because when we get into the next contestant who is, you know, competing, her name was Avery. She was 11 years old, and she was a ballet. She was a ballet dancer, and she started at the age of 3. So she's already well on her way. She's on point. And I, you know, I've always heard if you want your child to be the best ballerina that there is, you put her or him in before the age of 4.
That was me. My mom put me in ballet.
Exactly.
And then that didn't last.
I was in ballet. I did ballet, tap, and jazz. So, you know, I started that way.
I stuck to the jazz and the hip hop, but okay. ballet and tap weren't my thing.
Yeah, I did ballet, tap, and jazz.
But it's difficult, and she was insanely amazing. I literally got chills just watching her.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, she made me cry.
Yeah.
She was one of the ones that did make me cry, and because she was so mature. She was so mature in her movement, and to see that out of such a small body. And out of an 11-year-old, to be able to connect the emotion with the dance and for it to resonate with people, that was just crazy. And even Nigel said that she had a big career ahead of her. And, you know, and I like that they can bring their parents.
Yeah, it's cute.
Because I love to see the parents on the side. They're like the stage mom, and then they're vicariously like living through it and all that. But I think what Avery said was very cute, and it was a very, very... accurate statement when she's like, oh, my dad's working because dance is expensive.
Right.
It's and I was totally just true. Like, I was like, girl, I was like, you preaching to the choir. Like, I know exactly what you mean. So if you had to, how far would you say you see Avery going?
Oh, I mean, we're in the first round of auditions, but they were in LA. And in my opinion, we've got some of the best in this town. So I see Avery going all the way. And I have a feeling that she's not just trained in ballet. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's like contemporary jazz. I feel like she'll be able to do the hip hop with no problem,
right?
Because she was hitting those moves like nobody's business. Yeah. I think she's going to go far.
And her legs and her lines. I mean, they are like these kids are just, you see them. And I even posted something about it the other day. I'm like, you know, your hero, your inspiration may not be someone you have to look up to. It might be someone right under your nose. And these kids are just like, I mean, it's nice to see that at such a young age, they're so determined and so willing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also a good thing for them to see it at a young age, just how hard it is to be a dancer.
And competitive.
Yes, because from the dancers that I know, and dancers I've met, you always hear it's paycheck to paycheck, gig to gig.
Yeah.
So they know that it is a very, very rough life. And there's people who would rather pay to go with their coaches than to pay to put some food on the table. So I think it's also, it's going to be a little bit of a shock for some kids.
Yeah, a shock for them. But you know what? This is only going to boost their career and maybe give them more incentive to keep going. I mean, because they sent a lot of kids home, but you know, those kids are going to come back fighting.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of that, we didn't see many kids go home.
Right, they
think,
didn't show
I think counting, we probably saw, I want to say maybe about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And so that kind of makes me think, like, are they going to start going easy on these kids just because they're kids? Because I mean, I, you know, you and I were talking outside and I said to myself, like, I would set a lot of these kids up for rejection, because that's all they're going to, you know, encounter sometimes.
Here's my question for you. So we saw so many amazing dancers. Do you want to see some of the bad ones? Do you want to see some of the funny ones?
You know, not that I want to, obviously I don't want to see anyone fail. Like, that's not it.
Right.
But I do want to, I want them to show that there's kids that are still learning. Yeah. And it's not even learning. There's kids that are still developing.
Exactly.
Just like the ballroom dancers that were Jeremy and Stella.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it were up to me, none of them would have made it through.
Okay.
I just didn't think that after the ballroom dancers that we had seen, they were not strong enough. They weren't. I think Stella had some holds that were a little awkward. Her hands, she was like gripping him. And Jeremy, I mean, it broke my heart to hear that a kid that was 12 years old lost 25 pounds in 5 months just for this. And I understand that. But unfortunately, that is the what the dance world, you know, looks for. They're looking for someone that is physically fit and that can do all those things. But the fact that Nigel pushed to persuade the judges into changing their mind and saying, well, let's not just send Stella, let's send Jeremy as well.
Okay, but let me stop you there because I kind of disagree with this, okay? Right? So I think their first dance wasn't up to par. I'll agree with you on that, right?
Not
and
at
so
all.
You got Jason Derulo and Paul Abdul saying, you know, you guys aren't strong enough. Maybe Stella is, but maybe you guys should come back and work on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then what I liked is that Stella fought for it, right? She stood up and she's like, listen, I want to do this again. Even if you give me 20 seconds, I'm going to do a second dance and I want it. And so Nigel goes, you know what? If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. And so they went, and I feel like they brought it that second dance, even with that little dip that they did.
Yeah, their ending
dip. You know, and I felt like they were really fighting for it. I don't think, I don't necessarily think Jeremy should have 100% went through. I think Stella deserves it.
Yes,
I can
she
see
does.
Her
you
lines
can see
are
her.
Amazing.
Her aura. She has the makings, like Paula said, you have the makings of a beautiful dancer, and she does because she's so tall. She's got the long, lean legs.
Well, you got to be a fighter when you're a dancer, right? Especially in this competitive world. So the fact that she stood up, I think Nigel saw something in her, you know? And I think maybe he wanted to give Jeremy a chance to say, look, this isn't as easy as you think. Come to the academy, see if you can keep up. And if you can, hey, welcome to the game. But if you can't, you're going to go home.
Yeah.
But we'll give you that opportunity because maybe you worked so hard, which I thought was nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think maybe because they fought so hard for it and they brought it, I think you saw some fire in them.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it could. And, you know, maybe it'll just give him something else to work on. But then going on to the other ballroom dancers, which was Ivan, who was 11.
Oh, yeah.
And Camila, who was 12.
Right.
They both actually performed solo. Like, they came in solo. Camila did well. I told you I thought her technique was a little bit off, but, you know, she could get through.
Yeah.
Ivan, he was something else. We even said, like, he's like the next Maxim Shmerkovsky.
I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Like, that little boy, 11 years old, and then he's like, even told them, they're like, you know, it's going to be hard performing by yourself. And he's like, well, my mom stepped in.
Right.
So that kid, you could tell, was just, he was bred to dance. Like, that's what he does. So I think that those types of kids are going to be something to see. I think that I've always felt that, like, the hip hoppers and the tappers are the ones that usually adapt easier to all the other dances rather than a technically trained ballroom dancer or a technically trained ballerina because they are
doing
so
pop and lock. Right.
Exactly. They're so set in their ways, turned out for a second, you know, things like that. So
wait, what about ballroom Lev? Our
sweetheart. That little French boy was the cutest thing. And I think he honestly was just, he was something just so amazing to watch. In his face, you saw everything. Like, he was just a natural born performer. He hit his lines. He pointed his toes. You know, he said he wants to prove people wrong because they always teased him. You know, his costumes, all the glitter, all that.
Yeah, I was going to say he was so inspiring and so brave to talk about how people are bullying him. Mm-hmm. And God, it just makes you think, like, this is what's pushing him to show everyone. I mean, at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to prove yourself to anybody.
Exactly.
You should make yourself happy. But, you know, I just love that he's so amazing at what he does. Like, why are people teasing him? He's so good.
You know what? People tease what they don't know.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, we're going to see that a lot with the kids. And I think it's going to tug at a lot of our heartstrings because we're going to see a lot of kids that are there and they're using dancing as an outlet because they're being bullied, like Ava.
Okay, let's talk about Ava.
Girl was 5'10". She had legs that, I mean, girl, you have legs that girls would die for. Yes. And, you know, 5'10", beautiful dancer, beautiful contemporary dancer. Her leaps, her turns, her lines. I was amazed. I was amazed by her to be so young because she was, I think, 13. I believe she was 13. Yeah. And just to have that much talent.
I think she's going to go far. I think she's going to pick up the ballroom amazing. And being so tall, she's going to look so good.
See, but then that's where I'm worried.
For hip hop?
No, not for hip hop. Because what I'm worried about is she, are they going to be able to, if they do, who are they going to partner her with?
I don't know yet. We haven't seen all the contenders.
Exactly. We haven't seen the contenders. So that's where I'm like, I really want to see how this show's going to work. Because to perform ballroom by itself is not as aesthetically pleasing to the eye as if you were with a partner. So is she going to go with a professional?
So here's the thing. There's so many amazing dancers. But when they give you their background story, you're like, do I like her even more? So like they really delve into the bullying on social media. You know, she was crying, how people, you know, made fun of her height, that she's too skinny. She got kicked off some dance team because she was too tall. I mean, like, wow, I just felt for her. Like, I got shivers, and I'm like, no, girl, like, now I'm rooting for you. Like, I'm your fan right now because I want you to make it. I want you to go as far as you can and show people exactly what your message is, which is don't let anyone bring you down. Be as good as you can be and do what you love, no matter if you're too tall or too short or whatever they tell you. Don't listen. Follow your dream.
Exactly. And, you know, what I like to see in the kids is that at a young age, you can tell when a kid has a talent and when they have a knack for what they are doing. Right. And to be honest, I think we're going to see some kids who are just good at it, but they don't have the passion. They don't have the passion. They don't have the knack. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see, I don't think in this episode, to be quite honest, we saw that one person that's going to stand out. Just like in all the other seasons, you know, we're not going to favor any of them, but there's always that one season where there's that one person that you're like, all right, they're making it to the finals or they're gonna win.
Right.
So we haven't seen it yet. Obviously, next week they're going to Chicago, so we'll be able to see another set of kids competing. So I think it's just gonna be something. It's you're gonna be growing with these kids.
You know who we're gonna grow with? Leon Burns. The one where his dad passed away.
Oh my gosh, that kid had
me. I was like, waterworks. Like, this show knows how to hit your heart, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think that he, you know, he has 4 sisters and 2 brothers.
Yeah.
Is what he had. And his dad passed away in 2014 from a sudden flu.
Yeah.
And he said that his dad was the backbone of the family. That, you know, he loved his kids. He loved working out. He would always work out with his dad. And he said that he learned dancing from his brother.
Yeah.
So when he started, like, just looking at him and just seeing how he was talking and crying, I mean, he performed on his dad's birthday.
Yeah.
Like, that is
audition
just...
Audition day on dad's birthday.
Audition.
I give that guy props.
And to be able to compose himself so well on stage and not lose it, I think that goes to show you how mature he is as a kid. But he also said that they found a letter in his dad's thing, in his dad's jacket that said, keep praying, keep planning, keep pushing.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'm doing it all for my dad. But when that kid came out dancing.
Yeah. He hit it.
He's a natural born performer.
Yeah.
Like his face was just, he was a joy to watch. I was smiling. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this kid's going to be amazing. Like I see him being another Twitch.
Which brings me back to your point is like, I think that I'm going to grow with him. Like, I think he's so far, he's like one of my favorites because maybe it's his backstory. I don't know, but he can really move. I think I want to see if he can hit those ballroom dances, you know, all that stuff. I mean, I think he'll nail hip hop, but he was doing some pop and lock.
Right.
And stuff, you know, because those guys, I don't know, maybe he'll be challenged with doing routines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. But I like him. I like his energy. I like that, you know, he's performing for his dad and you want to be like their number one like fan, right?
Right.
So I liked him.
I did. I really liked him and I think he's going to get far. But it's like we're only talking about the first episode here. So we can't really say much. Like you don't want to like discredit anyone who's coming along or anything like that. So what I didn't see a lot of though, and you usually tend to see with So You Think You Can Dance is contemporary. Like, you usually see, like, those contemporary moments that you're just like, oh, my God, wow. Oh, my God. And really, the only contemporary we saw was from Ava.
Ava.
So I was kind of shocked that I didn't.
They did some quick blurbs on girls they put through.
Yes. So Jordan, she was dancing, and she said she wanted to dance to be a superstar. Right. They were all 13 years old.
Yeah.
So, and then Sophia was the one that had the 1.4 million followers.
Oh, my God.
And that girl, she was a beautiful dancer. Wow. Just the little snippet that I saw. And then also Sage. He was a contemporary dancer. And Paula Abdul told him that he was a mini Travis Wall.
Yeah.
In the making.
Yeah.
So I really wish I could have seen him because, I mean, Travis Wall was a big deal.
Yeah.
And still is a big deal as far as So You Think You Can Dance. And
why do you think they skipped out on them?
You know what? I don't know if it's maybe because we're always so used to seeing contemporary mm-hmm. on the show, and they wanted to show how kids are capable to do anything and everything. But I do think that when it comes to contemporary, maybe I could be wrong. I was never a contemporary dancer, but maybe it just takes a little more time for mm-hmm. them to mature. So there wasn't as many good contemporary mm-hmm. performances as we've seen in previous seasons.
Right, right.
So what stood out to you the most out of everything, out of, you know, besides the kids that we've talked about, who stood out to you the most?
Gosh, who is my favorite dancer? Let's see. You know, I'm going to go with Lev, the little ballroom guy, because I don't know, he was sitting with his mom. He kept kissing his mom and saying thank you. Like, he was so thankful and grateful, mm-hmm. even though he's been bullied and people make fun of him. He's still like, I love to ballroom dance and I'm not going to be ashamed of it. Like, he was just so poised and professional. And he had his partner who must be like seven years
she
older,
has to
younger.
Be seven because the
I mean,
the
I would have put her through in 2 seconds.
She was amazing. That little, I mean, she was, she had to have been seven because he said that next year she could be there and the age is at eight.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like,
yeah,
which I think is weird that they didn't go from eight to what the cutoff is.
Right, like 16?
I think it was 17 or 16.
Maybe that's just, it's too much older from eight. It's like almost double the age. They'll have double the
that's
experience.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But I just thought it was a little strange because now, what about the people that are, you know, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
They can't
have to wait.
They still have to wait till
to be adult.
So now, is this going to be something that's reoccurring?
Yeah.
Is it always going to be now so you think you can dance the next generation? Or is it going to be, or is it going to be something like Dancing with the Stars? Are we going to have two So You Think You Can Dances in a year?
I have no idea. We will wait and see. I guess they're going to see how the ratings go and like how people relate to it, if
right.
they like it. I mean, we'll see. What do you think about the judges? I mean, obviously we love Nigel and Paula. What do you think about Jason Derulo?
I like Jason. I've always liked Jason Derulo. I'm just a little, I'm a little apprehensive when it comes to judges and judging dance because it's not, but I think that's always been So You Think You Can Dance. They have like the two technical judges and then they have one that's like knows just a little bit, but is always going to talk about performance, which performance has a lot to do with dance.
Right.
Because you can choreograph something, you can perform it, but if you can't sell it, then, you know, really what are we watching? So, but what I'm excited to see is they showed Maddie.
Okay.
In the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
As a fourth judge.
Oh, yeah.
So Maddie from Dance Moms, we all know that she was like, she's beyond a beautiful dancer. So, but I think it's kind of cool that they're not bringing her in until it's time for the performances.
Right. I was wondering why they didn't do that.
Because I think it's just, I don't think she has enough
experience
or knowledge yet to be able to tell a kid that's either her age or a little bit younger exactly how and what they're doing wrong.
But she's going to have to when
she
they
is going to have to. But I think to be one of the ones that decides whether you're going to the academy or not is different. That is much more different than this is how you did. This is what you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what
that'll
you need
be
to
interesting.
Execute.
We'll have to debate on that when she comes on. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
How she
so
does.
I don't know how I don't know how the parents are going to take this.
Right.
Because you know. I don't know if the parents are expecting, you know, be soft with my kids because they're my kids, or is it going to be like, you know,
well, yeah, because sometimes, off. You know, and so you think you can dance, they always bring like a guest judge, and it's like a former actress who is in a movie with dancing or something like that.
Or Broadway or something like that.
Something, you know, and I actually like that. I like when they bring in a celebrity to give their two cents. So are they not going to do that now and just replace it with this girl? Who knows,
right? You know, I think they might keep Maddie for a while, but they're going to have special judges. They are, just for the ratings.
They must.
And all that to do it. So, you know, one girl that I really liked and they didn't show much of her. I mean, they did show much of her was Ava. There's a lot of Avas and Averys. I don't know if that's just like who, you know, the dancers name their kids, but, you know, she was the tap dancer.
Oh, yeah.
And I love tap. If I could have been a tap dancer, I would have. If I would have been good at it, I would have, you know, stuck with it. But I loved watching Nigel watch her because Nigel was a tap dancer. And right. I loved hearing him say, like, you know, oh, she has great ankles. And he even said that she brought back the jazz tap, which she was able to hit all her rhythm each time. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just that go, 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 go type of tap. So I'm kind of calling it a little bit early because who knows if she's going to get through or not. But if she does, I would really like to see her with Gabby, who was last year's winner, who was a tap dancer.
Okay.
My Cuban sister. But I would like to see her as her mentor.
That would be cool.
Because Gabby murdered everything that she did. So I feel that if that was her mentor, that would just be an amazing duo.
So I went to see opening night of 42nd Street last night at the Pantages Theater. Mm-hmm. And it was all about tap, right? And it was all about following your dream, the American dream. So I have much respect for these tap dancers because it's not easy. You got to know what you are doing. And she, like Nigel said, she hit those moves like amazing. She had the ankle. She was quick to her feet, you know?
Right.
I want to see if she'll be able to get on with all the other dances, though.
Yeah. And I think that's what we all want to see, you know, when we're watching this, because there's been times in the past before where we see that these kids are amazing, or not even kids, these adults are amazing. And then when it comes to one style of dance, they just can't do it.
Right.
And they leave during Hollywood week.
So maybe the kids will outshine the adults in that aspect because they're so easily morphable. I don't know if that's a word, but you know what I mean,
You can mold them easily. And you can, but...
And they're eager to learn.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. But it's going to be really hard, though.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be hard because now we have to see if these kids can take to choreography as quick.
Well, yourself as a dancer, myself as an ex-professional dancer, you know, I have my thing. I'm like jazz and hip hop. I've tried ballet. I've tried hip hop. I'm sorry, not hip hop. I've tried tap and ballet. It wasn't for me, you know? I liked contemporary and I love salsa. I love ballroom. But I'm like straight up hip hop if I had to pick my thing. But it's so hard for me to learn tap. Like, it just is, you know, it's not
and
something
it's because
that
we, you know, we or other dancers, not saying that because obviously we've seen dancers who have been doing it for years and then they're just robots that can do anything that's thrown at them. But I think the kids, that's their advantage. Their advantage is they're so young and they're so easily molded that they're going to be able to do a lot.
And they're in it to win it. Like they want it, you know? Yeah. I think I mean, everybody wants it, but I think they're going to be ready for it. They're just gonna...
You know what? And I do. I just think I think it's going to be really emotional to watch when the kids, it's too hard for them.
Yeah.
Or they start breaking down or, you know, things like that. I think that's going to be something hard to watch.
Okay, so there's the difference between you just said it. That's the difference between the adults and the kids. The adults have had auditions. They probably had so many doors closed on them. Right. So many no's. So many failed auditions. And these kids are probably like, maybe this is our first audition like ever.
Yeah.
And so they don't know... the whole world of being turned down and how to deal with it, which is going to be a great learning experience for them.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. It's like the real world right now. They're going to have to see that getting turned down is just part of the game.
It is. Unfortunately, it is. And that's in any profession. Getting turned down, getting told no, that's just how it goes. But now getting to that, what do we think we're going to see as far as the mentors go. And who do we think the mentors are going to be?
You know, they flashed it so quick. I'm hoping Twitch will be there for obviously like hip hop and or, you know, pop and love, whatever. I don't know. There's so many amazing dancers. I had so many favorites. Even if they didn't win, I mean, I think they're going to bring some all-star. Maybe Travis, obviously. Do you think?
I would hope that they bring Travis. Yeah. I would hope that they would bring Allison.
Okay.
I think maybe for ballroom, me personally, just because I connected with her as a young girl, I would really like to see Lacey.
Oh.
Lacey Schwimmer.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
She's on Dancing with the Stars, isn't she?
No, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and now she's performing in Las Vegas.
Okay, so bring her back.
Yes, awesome. I would love to see her. And you know what? And I think she might be, because I saw something on Instagram that she posted about one of her kids at an academy that was with her. But I would like to see some of the older veterans. And if I could, I would love. I loved her. She got me back into dancing was Janine.
Oh,
from season 5.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. If they brought her back, I think she would be a very she would be an asset to whoever gets her for contemporary. But I would love to see a lot of the hip hoppers.
Oh, there are so many. There's so many. Who
I'm
knows?
Damien was one of them.
Okay.
He was a great one. So I would really like to see him, and I just want to know, I want to hear their knowledge. I want to hear what they have to tell these kids. And I want to hear how they're going to connect to these kids. Because it's different talking to a kid and explaining to a child than talking to an adult and explaining to an adult.
And are they going to have to mentor them in different styles of dance? Like, what's going to happen? We have no idea, right?
Well, I mean, I have a feeling that when they're mentoring them, it's just going to be, you know, this is hard. You need to put effort into it. It's going to be things like that. It's not going to be. Now, obviously, when it's their forte, they're going to be a lot more knowledgeable.
Right.
So I just think that that's something that we're going to get to see. But I have a feeling that we're going to see more judge involvement as like the actual competition progresses.
Yeah.
You know, because normally we see just the choreographers in there with them.
Right.
So I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of involvement, and it's going to be a little chaotic.
Are they going to have choreographer and mentor and dancer, or are the mentors going to be the choreographers? Who knows? Right?
That's a good one.
We'll see.
And I have a feeling they might be choreographing.
They're going to have to put their 2 cents in.
Exactly. On. And I'm sure about that. But I have a feeling we are going to see like the judges going in there.
Yeah.
Judges going into the rooms, judges talking to the kids, and all of that. But now my thing is how, like, is this going to be a negative for So You Think You Can Dance, or is this going to be a positive?
What, with the mentor?
With the kids.
Oh. Who knows? We're going to have to see.
Because it's one of those things, like, are people going to like seeing kids going through like a boot camp, or are they not?
You know, in this day and age, dance has become bigger than ever, I swear to you, with Snapchat and Instagram and all the social media and everybody posting, you know, from inside their, you know, auditions or practices. It's like people are obsessed with this. I mean, I can't tell you how many videos have went viral of just dance.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's twerking or whether it's group hip hop.
Oh my gosh, please don't let me see a 13-year-old twerk. I think I'll die.
But you know what I mean? Like I think there is a need for it, and that's I think why So You Think You Can Dance merged to the next generation, because this is the next generation, right? And man, can they dance? So it's not like we're watching young kids who are just starting to learn. They are ridiculously insanely amazing, and I was drawn in. Like I was like you in the beginning, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to see the next generation. I thought they were going to mix it up, actually. I thought they were going to have young and old, but they're not. And I was
that's what I had. I had that inclination that they were going to mix it with young and old, because I mean, I don't know, maybe it would have been nice.
Well, it's kind of like the X Factor, right? You know, instead of American Idol, just one age group, they did X Factor. They did
exactly,
you know, young, old, group, duet. And I thought that's what they were going to do, but they didn't. They're just like, let's try the next generation and see how it goes, and we'll see.
Right.
I don't know. I liked it. I mean, I have nothing negative to say, but what if it does so well? Are they not going to go back to the adult? What's because then I would miss it.
Well, yeah, right? Because I already miss it this...
This season.
Yeah. I already do miss it. And it's like, am I going to get that fulfillment from watching Okay.
Well, because they can't be as sexy, right?
Exactly. I know. So if I want to watch, if I want to watch a really sexy rumba,
right,
between two,
right,
you know, dancers, and I mean, but I've seen it between kids, and I've seen it done very tastefully. But is there going to be a lot of backlash when it comes time to partnering up,
right,
kids, or when it comes time to doing certain choreography?
Yeah,
because you and I, as a dancer, we see it, and it's. That's just dance.
Yeah.
But other people don't understand that.
They say, they're 8 years old. They should not be that close.
Exactly. And then sometimes I've seen it where I'm like, ooh, that's a little questionable.
Right.
So it's like, is...
Well, because a lot of the judges on previous So You Think You Can Dances, especially when it comes to like a salsa or a rumba, they're like, there's not enough passion. I want to see the fire between you two. So like, how are you going to say that to an 8 year old?
Exactly. Because they don't know, because they don't have that adult experience.
And are they going to get that close? You don't want to see that they're 8 years old. So we'll see. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I don't think we're going to see much Roombas. And if we do, it's going to be something that's very cheeky, very fun.
Yeah.
As far as contemporary goes, I can see, you know, like maybe they're going to do a lot of storylines where, oh, he's been bullied, or they had a hard time, or they grew up in a separated household. Things like that. I don't think the stories are going to be as intimate. As far as, you know, intimately, sexual wise, but I think it's going to be intimate to what's appropriate for children. So, you know, I can't wait. I think probably the cutest thing we probably will see, and I'm not being biased because it's ballroom, but I think a jive between two little kids is going to be the cutest thing.
Yeah.
You know, a jive or a cha-cha, something like that.
Something really fast and upbeat.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Cause we see all that, now all over the internet. So let's go ahead and get into some predictions.
Okay.
For next week's episode.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay. So, from what we saw this week, what do you expect to see and what do you think we're going to see?
Well, I expect to see a lot more amazing dancers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see, let's see. Who was my favorite? So Avery the ballet dancer, the second contestant. I want to see more ballet. I think we're always pushing hip hop and even ballroom, and we don't have enough ballet or enough tap. So maybe I want to see a little bit more of what I don't even consider my favorite.
Right.
Because watching her, I was like, damn. Like, it's so inspiring, you know? You're just like, wow. You know, it almost makes you think, like, of gymnasts in the Olympics. Like, how they bend and how they're so flexible.
Yes, yes.
So, I think I want to see a little bit more of that. But maybe I want to see a little bit of drama. There was, like, no drama at all. There was no... I don't know. Is that mean? Like, I want to see a little bit.
Like, you know, like the crazy person saying to get the camera
out
of their face.
Yeah, like, I want to see something like that.
I don't think we might see a bratty, like a really bratty kid.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think we're going to ever get to see the drama. But if we do see the drama, I have a friend it's going to be between the parents.
Yeah.
So
like dance moms.
This might be going a little dance moms / parents.
Yeah, maybe they won't go there. Hmm.
I kind of hope they don't, because I think that'll take the credibility away from So You Think You Can Dance, because I liked it because you just saw that during the auditions.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously people are mad that they're being told no.
But that's the thing. People are being told no, and it just looks like they're like, oh, okay, I'm going to go home now. You know, inside you're dying.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so I want to see some fire come out of these dancers.
We're going to see one of them. One of them is going to totally break and be that one bratty kid. But
what about you? What do you want to see?
You know, I want to see, God, this is going to sound so horrible. I want to see the judges crack down on someone.
Yeah.
I want them, because I think that is good for a child's character. I mean, obviously there is a way to talk to them, but I think some of them do need to be cracked down on. And I think some of them are going to have to be told, like, you know what? You have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. You need to go back and practice. You need to be more dedicated. You need to, you know, show more consistency, show more persistence. So I really want to see the judges not just put everyone through. I mean, obviously they didn't put everyone through because you can't. But, you know, I think that's definitely what I want to see. So I think we're just going to have to wait till next week to see that. So that's all we have for today, guys. So thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at Sports and Sass, and you can find me on Instagram at Yvette_Michelle714. And where can they find you, lovely?
You can find me at Sherry Nadal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm so excited you guys joined us this evening. Come back next week. Monday, we'll be right here.
And we'll see what those Chicago auditions have in store for us. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.